Yeah, that's a good question. And to answer the first question, is it necessary or is it important? Yes, it's important, but I don't think it's necessary. I think it would be great if we had a candidate or a president who was a born-again Christian and held up biblical values and so forth, like many of the early founding leaders of this country. But I don't think it's maybe it's preferred, but not necessary. I think there are many people, as you just alluded to, that can have strong Christian-friendly positions, shall we say, without being a born-again Christian, have hold a basically a Judeo-Christian worldview in the general sense. And I think someone who understands the biblical role of government is laid out in Romans 13, which is to praise what is good and to punish what is evil, to put it succinctly. That's really the role of government that God established. And because of the understanding, as we discussed earlier, that there's a sin nature of man. When man gets in power, there's a temptation to not praise evil and punish, to praise good and punish evil, but just to do the opposite, to foster evil and punish good. That's when a government's gone wrong, when that takes place. So, no, I don't think that we need to have a born-again Christian as president of the United States, even though that's preferable. I think we can vote for a candidate who hasn't repented and believed in the gospel, so to speak, but at least has values and character qualities that go in or surround what we should be looking for in a candidate. And let me just say, I think the issue of understanding how the role of government is important, Bill. But the second thing, I think there's another important issue is I received an email yesterday from a listener who had talked about the fact that it's myopic to look at issues like the life issue, abortion, pro-life issue, and the issue of marriage as being, issues that, you really just can't be a two-issue voter, so to speak. I would counteract that by saying that if a candidate doesn't understand how fundamental and how core those particular issues are, that a government needs to protect life from conception, that they can't understand how the killing of the unborn, the most helpless and innocent among us, they can't understand that. And they can't understand that a family, that the way God designed a family with a mother and a father raising children, how that is the core building block of a sound and stable and healthy society. If a candidate can't get those two issues right, to me, and I'll just say to me at least, that throws their whole candidacy in question, because it really goes into the fact that what kind of judgment, what kind of wisdom does that person have, these core institutions of a sound and stable society?